The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron. And in addition to putting out our first episode in several months with the new Bachelor, Joey, on Tuesday, I wanted to drop a special episode today about Peacock's The Traitors, which features former Bachelor Peter Weber. I hope to have Peter on to talk about Traitors more in depth as the season continues, but I was able to participate in the Traitors press junket with the full cast earlier this month and do 6-minute interviews with different pairings. These interviews do contain spoilers for the first 4 episodes of Traitors, so consider this your warning, but I do think it is really fun if you've been watching the show that features reality stars from a bunch of different shows, and I recommend it. If you haven't watched it, go watch Traitors and then come back and listen to these interviews. You're going to hear they were all separated into groups of three, and you're going to hear from Larsa Pippen from Real Housewives of Miami and her boyfriend Marcus Jordan, who's the son of Michael Jordan, and Johnny Bananas from The Challenge. That was one pairing. Another pairing was CT from The Challenge with Bergie from Love Island US and Phaedra Parks from Real Housewives of Atlanta and Married to Medicine. In Peter's room, it was Ekin-Su from Love Island UK and Trishelle from The Real World and The Challenge. The next room is kind of funny. Deontay Wilder, who's a boxer, and Kevin from Bling Empire and John from UK Parliament, the House of Commons. Then we had Poverty Shallow and Sandra from Survivor with Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race. Then Sheree from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Max from Dancing with the Stars, and Tamara Judge from Real Housewives of Orange County. And then finally, Janelle and Dan from Big Brother and MJ from Shaws of Sunset. So very stacked cast. And in these 6-minute interviews, I think I got a lot of information about how the show works, what they were thinking in certain big moments from the first couple episodes, and some teases of what's to come. So without further ado, enjoy this press junket from The Traitors. And again, if you're not watching, you should check it out and be proud that Pilot Pete is doing much better than I think any of us anticipated. Hi, guys. All right. Bananas, first one murdered. Were you surprised? And did you have any guess on who the traitors might be?
No and no. I part of me was thinking it could have been Marcus and Larsa because I'm like that. I know. Here's the only reason why, though, is because when I proposed that idea to you guys in the car, I was like, what if it's one of you? And Bro. Then you murdered the other ones. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I was onto something and they killed me because I was questioning everyone. Alan probably fucking murdered me for stealing his gold bar. So I didn't know at the time. However, and that's another thing. They murdered me right away. And they were asking me in my exit interviews, they were like, do you have any idea who did this? And I'm like, I have not a clue. So I feel like the traitors gave me more credit than I deserve. Yes, I'm good at competition shows, but this is a whole different style of show. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think the traitors weren't necessarily threatened by me as a competition in the show. I think they were more threatened by me as like a competition to like the camera time and the entertainment value, because they brought none of that to the screen. Anyone that did, they wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Marcus, same question to you. You followed not long after Bananas. Why do you think you became a target? And did you have any idea?
I feel like I was a threat to the traitors. You know, I was voted most influential, most trustworthy. And so they felt like I was a threat. And so, it's all good. It's all in good fun.
They saw it. Like, I feel like they saw anyone that was like in like me, because obviously me, Marcus, Larson, like we hit it off like early on. And right. I think they saw anyone in that orbit as people that needed to go. It's like, if you're connected in any way.
I think we were the cool club and we were a part of group club and they just didn't like it. Exactly.
Well, it doesn't help. And it doesn't help that Larson called out Parvati at the table.
Day one.
You guys, my initial plan was to stay under the radar and not necessarily make too much noise, but I couldn't help it. Her energy was just giving me like to the left.
You and me both.
Exactly.
Well, Larsa, after watching you on Housewives, I had a feeling you were going to have an issue if someone gave you energy you didn't like. So it's interesting to me that you did plan, you wanted to go a little under the radar. You couldn't help it. And then when Marcus leaves, does that kind of ignite something else in you to then really get into the game?
Well, I was feeling like they were getting rid of all of the people that I cared about. So it was kind of like, I was kind of stuck in an orbit of like, I really didn't like the other people. I didn't trust them. Right. It lost its luster. You know, once Johnny was gone, Marcus was gone, you know, like everybody was leaving. Yeah. Ekansu and like all of our friends that I kind of was bonding with. Right. And we had no rhyme or reason. We were everybody that was thinking that they knew the traitors were so off. And I was like, you guys, it's Dan. Like, these are the people that we thought initially. And I feel like nobody wanted to listen. They were all on their own. And it was just like not as entertaining for me once everyone was gone. And I felt like I had a bigger voice than I did, I think. And I kind of went against some people that maybe I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. But you know, it was a learning experience. I had a great time.
Exactly.
I enjoyed my time at the castle. I had... great time.
I wouldn't change what I did at all. People are like, oh, would you wish you would have went in and not done so much? I'm like, okay, had I not, I was still going home regardless. I could have went into that castle, sat in the corner and read the Bible the entire time. Okay. And I still would have been the first one gone. So no, I wanted to go in and I'm like, if I'm going to go down, I wanted, you know, go down in flames. So that was kind of
my plan. Well, fair. That's the banana's way. Larsa, was there any part of you that wanted to work with the other housewives or MJ or do any sort of Bravo? Would that be too obvious? You obviously already had kind of an ally in Marcus a little bit. Like, what were you thinking in those terms?
No, I kind of definitely went in once I knew that there were other housewives. I kind of definitely had some kind of alliance to them. I definitely wanted to see them do well. I didn't want to think that they could be traitors, and I was cheering for all of them. And I kind of wish that they had the same energy that I had where it was like, hey, let's stick together because I think we're better in numbers. Mm-hmm. But they clearly didn't. But yeah, I kind of definitely wanted, you know, us to align and to figure out who the traitors were. And even if one of them was a traitor, I feel like we could have kind of like figured that out toward the end, not necessarily initially from the very beginning.
Right.
Fair. Well, we know bananas wouldn't do anything differently, but Marcus, would you have done anything differently to change your fate?
I mean, I feel like I came in a little hot. You know, once I wasn't selected as a traitor, I tried to insert myself into a lot of different, you know, conversations, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I ended up leaving at the time that was meant for me.
Well, my last question for you guys, is there anything that people might be surprised to know about life in the mansion or Alan Cummings?
Alan Cummings actually is not as well dressed as you think he is. Cause I actually had a better wardrobe than him the entire time. So, you know, they say like the camera adds 10 pounds.
I'm calling bullshit. Alan was the utmost professional, and
dude,
he was right behind him. Johnny was right behind him.
Here's the problem: I had such a sick wardrobe to like, and I only got to wear one outfit.
I know. Trust me.
Okay, so I will say the castle is a very beautiful, old, cold place. Because I don't think I was ever as cold as I was anywhere else. It's it's just so big and just cold and airy and kind of spooky.
Yeah.
I will say this. I've been on a lot of shows where secrecy is like, they're like, oh, we got to keep a secret. I've never been on a show before where they kept secrecy and they made it such a crazy top priority than they did here. Like, I literally felt like I was in the witness protection program every day I was leaving. They're like, put a potato sack on your head and a blindfold, and we're going to drive the wrong way on purpose so you don't know where we're going. And then even when you get to the hotel, we're going to like take you through the back stairwell and lock you in your room. I'm like, Jesus. All right. Well, yeah.
It was very serious.
Yeah.
It was very serious.
Yeah. It was got to protect the game.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for the time. You were so fun to watch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Phaedra, my girl, tell me about being a traitor. And did you have any sort of feeling that you had to protect your fellow housewives? What were you thinking when you were picked as a traitor?
I was just hoping, I was hoping that I could be kind of a sweet traitor, like an angel traitor, I'll say. of course, that is the position that works the hardest because everyone else is sleeping, you're killing the people. But I wanted to make sure I did it justice from, I don't know, my perspective was very different probably from some of the other traitors. Because, I'm always going for the underdog. However, I sort of came in at a disadvantage because I didn't know any of the gamers. So yeah. Some of my fellow traders were obviously gamers. So they knew people's strengths and weaknesses. Whereas I used my personal conversations with people to sort of determine who I really wanted to protect or really wanted to play this game with, if that makes sense.
Yes, you're the perfect mix because you can kind of, you're very likable and you're great TV and you're hilarious, but you're a housewife. You know how to, make moves.
Definitely.
Okay, CT, tell me your initial reaction to Bananas being murdered first. Was it make you feel like you had a target on your back? Was it almost a good thing for them to take out one challenged person? What were you thinking when you found out Bananas was the first one out?
I honestly thought that by Bananas going home first day, it was a shame just for the show in general. I thought he was going to be a lot of fun. He would have brought a different dynamic to the show. And, I was really looking forward to, because typically in our own universe, when it comes to the challenge, we're in this bubble where we're always, but on the outside world, I was looking forward to with him and Trishelle to just, wait, are we actually going to work together for once? And then, mm-hmm. Let's be honest, like the dynamic of that first challenge alone, where we were tying off, we came in with four different puzzle pieces. We picked up a bunch of hitchhikers. We're coming in, John Bananas swims out to us, ties us off, and he has everybody pulling us back. And I can only imagine the amount of money that we could have won if he was there. And he's just, that's a shame. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yes. Were you excited to see Trishelle? How is it going to go with you guys?
Here's the thing. So I understand that people are making this. I didn't know that me and like Trishelle had this thing, this drama, this beef. I didn't. What I remember from Trishelle was that Trishelle was on the first Vegas season of The Real World, which was like the pinnacle. And to me, her on the first Vegas season was the pinnacle of The Real World, which was basically, to me, was like a Jersey Shore. Now, the only difference was the Jersey Shore is basically another Real World, but it was an MTV in-house production. Mm-hmm. And BMP was basically such a machine, everything's a liability, and there were so many restrictions that MTV had this in-house production that let Jersey Shore do whatever they wanted, and good for them and all that, nothing but love. But when I think of like the Jersey Shore, I personally think of the golden age of The Real World, which was Trishelle's season. And I was the season right after her, which was, from what I understand, MTV and BNP tried to do the complete opposite, which was like, all of a sudden, I'm in Paris. I'm outside of Paris in La Vizinay. And I don't understand why there was, we were young. I didn't understand the dynamic of there was how you guys going to get along because I don't have. And at the same time, I don't think she had any animosity toward me. So to me, coming into this new chapter in my life and I'm doing the show, I'm doing Traitors, and I see familiar faces. Oh, Trishelle. Oh, Bananas. to me, it was like a safe space for me. Yeah. So I, yeah, that to me, I hope that, you know, I hope they both continue to be a safe space for me.
Bergie, you were playing with a lot of iconic legends. You come from a reality dating show. What was it like for you? What was your strategy going in? And did that change during the course of the game?
Yeah. So going in, I was just like, I am in over my head for sure. Like, I literally just got done filming Love Island. And 20 days later, you're like, you're going to Scotland. You're going to a castle. And like a year ago, I thought at a fast food restaurant while doing my undergrad, I was like, never going to see the world. I'm just going to go to my graduate degree. And now I'm seeing the world. And now I'm with these iconic legends in a castle in Scotland. Like, how did I get here? And that was just absolutely amazing. But my strategy going in was like, I really wanted to be a faithful. So I was hoping I'd be selected as a faithful. And then I just wanted to prove to myself that maybe I could figure out who the traitors were while also like maybe befriending a traitor without even knowing it. So that way I could get carried to the end. It was kind of my goal. Was maybe find the friend traitor that would save me and not murder me and carry me all the way to the end. That was kind of my hoping and dreams going into it.
That feels like a good strategy. My last question for you, Phaedra, what can you tease to me about the rest of your traitor's journey and working with Dan and Parv?
Yeah, Phaedra.
Well, I'll say this. Dan and Parvati are obviously legendary gamers. So I had to rely on their knowledge about gaming because I had no bandwidth as far as knowing, you know, are these, you know, in my world, you know, we fight, we drink champagne, we, you know, glamorous. This world is all about strategy. And so Dan obviously won Big Brother, Parvati won Survivor. So I really had to lean into, you know, what do you think, guys? Because I had no idea. I only knew the Bravo celebrities. And so, of course, being a Bravo celebrity, I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to lightweight protect all my Bravo family.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I've been loving it so far, and I can't wait to watch more. Peter, you know, I got to start with you. Covered you for a while on The Bachelor these days, over the years. How did a show like The Bachelor prepare you for this, if at all?
Not at all. This not at all. And I actually remember I learned very quickly doing this show. I loved it so much because it was the exact opposite of The Bachelor. And The Bachelor was a type of show where I went into, obviously, you're leading with your heart. It's all emotion based. And this show required you to do the exact opposite and completely detach from your heart and any emotion, to not let that cloud your judgment in any way. And just have it be just a purely mental game. So it was very different, no similarities whatsoever, but I enjoyed it like no other.
Ekin-Su, obviously Love Island, a little bit similar with the dating, but has some competitiveness in it. How did Love Island prepare you for the traitors?
Listen, in Love Island, I was very good at reading people's minds, and I knew who was faking it to make it, and I knew who was playing the game. And I also knew who was genuine and wasn't genuine. So for me, I used all the traits and qualities from Love Island and I took it into this game. However, like Peter said, this is totally different from bikinis and sunbathing. It's totally in a castle. You've got Harry Potter vibes. It feels all eerie. Everyone's on to everyone. You feel paranoid. You don't know who to trust. You become crazy almost, like, but it's so fun because I love sort of like this dark, like, games to play, you know? It's good mind games because everyone plays mind games nowadays, right? Everyone does. You always get manipulated every day, unfortunately. But it was fun. And I love the US. The US cast are great. So it was nice to make new friends.
Nice. Trishelle, I feel like the MTV, that crew, has a little bit of an advantage. You know, maybe you've played in challenges and stuff before. Do you think people coming from a Big Brother or a challenge have a little bit more of an edge than maybe someone who was on a show for love?
Well, you would think, yes. But in my case, I mean, the two guys, whenever I saw them, I was like, why? Out of all the people in MTV, these two. I mean, we don't have the best past, CT and Bananas and I. So I felt like it was sort of a disadvantage, to be honest.
Were you happy to see Bananas go early? You didn't have to deal with them.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't mad about it.
LOL.
I want to talk a little bit about what happened with you and Peppermint. I feel like it was just one giant misunderstanding, but looking back, anything you would do differently? It ended up kind of affecting the game. What happened there?
Well, I feel like I tried to get to know Peppermint, and I feel like she was very close to the chest, which, you know, is fine. And I guess in this game, it's a little bit different, but I've played competition games before. And so for me, like, if you try to get to know someone and they don't want to get to know you, then they're hiding something. So I felt like a little bit of like a weird vibe.
Okay. Peter, we see you and Kevin kind of team up, which is fun, and kind of make a plan to throw people off at the round table. What was your thought process about that? And will it affect the game pass? We've seen the first three episodes.
Right. Yeah. That whole thing with Kevin actually came out of the blue, just like very like spontaneous. And, I just thought, like, kind of in the moment, it's good to kind of gather cards, to have cards to try to play later in the game. That became my strategy. So any opportunity for that, to possibly try to deceive people later on and kind of have an alliance formed early, I thought, okay, that could maybe benefit us. Obviously, when you do that with someone so early on, you're taking a chance and a risk because, again, you don't know for sure. Like, they could be playing in, or you could be playing into their trap. They could be a traitor. So it was a weird moment of, we kind of had some tension and some conflict, but through that, we kind of developed some trust with each other. And then we decided to take advantage of that and move forward with it. And you will see that it does pay off.
Okay. For all of you guys, this is an incredible cast of reality TV stars. When you went into it, who was someone you maybe were anticipating was going to be the most intimidating or strategic? And who was maybe someone who surprised you during your time at the castle?
Phaedra.
Oh, Phaedra. Yeah.
Phaedra for all the answers. I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to meet her, but also I'm terrified of her. And also, like, how do I even act around her? But she surprised me because she's actually a warm person. Well, Peter might have a different experience than I did. I liked Phaedra.
That trailer, man. The amount of comments on that, holy shit.
No comment.
Phaedra. I had a great time with Phaedra. We had an up and down relationship. And I've seen her a bunch on TV, so it was very cool to play with her. And you know, she's a sweetheart for the most part, so it was good.
All I can say, it's always the quiet ones and the ones that act too nice that I had to be careful with. I learned that it's not always the loud ones. It's not always the ones that look like a traitor, but I would say the ones that are a bit too nice, you know, you got to be careful with.
Ooh, okay. So does that mean maybe you and Janelle bury the hatchet? Because I wouldn't call her in the quiet category. What can we expect is going to happen with you and Janelle after that shield battle?
Maybe we become enemies. Maybe we become best friends. Is something you guys will decide.
Oh, I can.
Who knows? It's a mystery.
How was Davide, by the way? I have to ask. I was obsessed with your season.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, he's fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys both so much, all three of you so much. This has been so fun to watch already, and I can't wait for more.
Thank you, Sarah.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Deontay and John, as our non-reality stars of the group, how familiar were you with this cast going in, and what did you expect from this show?
I didn't know any particular one on this show, so I was very open-minded with going on to the show and just to see who I would meet on there. And I was very pleased to see all the participant that was there, you know, to meet certain people. I got close to certain people. I don't think I disliked anyone on the show, to be honest. You know, everybody was unique and they had their own different thing going on about themselves personally and in their profession as well. So I was very delighted to be there and be a part of it and to meet so many great people.
Nice.
Sarah, John? I think Us Weekly is in its 47th year, if I remember correctly. I think you were founded in 1977, so you've got quite a lineage. What did I think about it? Well, I suppose I knew I would struggle on the missions. I knew that partly because of age. I knew that I'd be a bit slow, and it was just a question of trying to do my best, but I wasn't expecting to win any shields. And I knew when I saw the people I was with, almost to a man and a woman and a person, they were going to be better than me. But I didn't have a problem with that. What was the other thing that struck me? I didn't know the reality TV people, to be honest. I knew of Deontay, Very much so. I didn't know the people from the reality TV world. I was very struck by how skilled game players they were. I would use that expression. Several of them were very experienced and skilled game players. They knew about gaming strategy. You might think a politician would. Not really. Not really. In my world, we're dealing with people and making judgments about people that we've known for usually months, years, sometimes decades. So I could judge them. But I was having to make judgments about people that I was meeting for the first time. I didn't know at all. Most of whom struck me as mighty smart.
Okay. Kevin, for you, who are you familiar with? And we see you and Peter kind of strike up this alliance-ish that you kind of are trying to trick people with at a round table. So tell me who you're familiar with and how you kind of got together with Peter.
Peter actually approached me for a lot of things, which I didn't expect at all. And that was a great alliance. I really, really liked, I liked everybody's show that they were on. For instance, you know, I've heard of The Bachelor, obviously, Housewives, Love Island. I've heard of all these. I just didn't know them personally. So I didn't actually know. And you'd think I come from the reality world, but just that wasn't really my first career choice in the beginning of my life. So it's not like I watched all these shows and was like, yeah, one day I'm going to be one of them, you know? Yeah. So it's just, I have a lot of catching up to do in that space. But yeah, Peter saw something, I guess, in having me in an alliance with that. And I think it actually might've started with Janelle, because Janelle and I bonded in scheming on things. And then I really relied on her to kind of teach me the ropes a lot.
Oh, good person as your teacher. Mm-hmm. She's got a history. John, can we talk about the breathing? What was happening? Was that your biggest mistake? Was it your best move because it became such a thing? What was going on?
It was almost certainly a mistake because you should probably be inscrutable. Inscrutable. Give yes. nothing away. So it was probably a mistake because it led for a short period. And I think the evidence is that it was for a short period. To this suspicion, well, this is odd, this is fishy, this is inexplicable, this is possibly a sign in the absence of any other evidence that this guy is a traitor. All it was, to be honest, was this. I passionately wanted to be a faithful. I'd made it clear in advance that I wanted and hoped, I had no guarantee, to be a faithful. Alan walked around that room so many times in the blindfolded ceremony that it was quite sort of stressful. And when it was over, you know, I breathed heavily. And I think I do often breathe heavily and through my mouth. And you know, I was asked by Janelle, well, you know, what's going on? And I said, well, you know, I've been asthmatic. And then there was an issue, well, you know, do you use an inhaler? No. Are you asthmatic now? And I said, no, look, historically, I was asthmatic. I don't breathe very well. But frankly, you're putting two and two together and making five. So it was a crass miscalculation, and people thought that made me a traitor. But did I make a mistake to do that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More sense than not
to. Sorry for breathing.
Sorry for breathing
in that way.
My last question is for Devante. You got a little emotional when we lost Max from the game. Yeah. Is the emotions going to continue? Was this just harder than you thought? What was going on there?
Yeah, this game was definitely harder than I thought it would be. You know, I thought it was, you know, trying to figure out who were the traitors, and being that you have so many more faithfuls than the traitor, that it would be kind of easy to try to figure it out. But you know, being on this show, it really struck some childhood trauma for me that I didn't expect. I didn't see this coming in a million years, you know, because the things that I dealt with as a child, I never had an outlet to be able to release. You know, sometimes you go through life and certain things allow you to be able to release that and that emotion and you feel better. But I never had an opportunity or any particular place. And I'm a world traveler. I'd have been many places around the world, but in this particular moment in time, being on this show, I think because of the conditions that it was in, it really drew back the condition that it was you know, as a childhood for me, being in the same conditions and stuff like that, and people accusing of each other of doing things that may not be, you know, true. And it really struck something in me. And, you know, Max was one of the first guys that I met. And I really kicked it off really, really well with him. And we really built a certain type of a friendship, a bond. And to be able to bear false witness against him when I really felt that he was, because he started acting different. And all we can go off of, you know, certain emotions, certain things that people do or whatever, you know, you really have to, you know, have a watchful eye of things. And like we said before, you had to think with your mind. And, you know, for me, I went with my heart on a lot of things of emotion, and it brought the best out of me. You know, I'm a very emotional man in general, you know, although my profession is the hurt business, as I call it. But, you know, as a man, as Deontay Wilder, as a person, I'm a loving, caring guy that I love everybody, and I want to see everybody make it succeed in life. And I think you got the best of me being on the show.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. It's been so fun to watch you, and I can't wait to watch more. And this has been great.
Thank you so much.
Peppermint, got to start with you. What was going on with the word slip ups? What was going on with Trishelle? What happened here?
I have no idea. You know more than me at this point. The word slip up was a word slip up. I mean, obviously I wasn't a traitor if you watched the episode. So it clearly was, and I definitely wasn't like, let me tell these people I'm a traitor. You know, so it was just a word slip up. I was feeling my back against the wall, and for the, you know, I went from a moment in time where, like, in one instance, if you obviously watched the episode, I was voted apparently in the superlatives most popular player in the game. And that day, no one talked to me. Like, it was like cold shoulder from everybody, which kind of clued me off, but that made it really difficult to try to have a conversation with people. And so I was feeling really sort of, you know, just abandoned and not really, like, people were like, you're done. We because of what Trishelle said, you're done. We don't want to hear what you have to say. We don't want to have to connect with you. And that was really tough in the very first few moments of the game, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened. With Trishelle, I don't know. We're going to have to ask Trishelle, because her recollection of whatever went on is completely different than mine. I do feel like she botched me a little bit and sort of sabotaged me, but that's the name of the game. I was hoping she was a traitor.
Yeah, that is the name of the game. And we have two survivor queens who maybe have played games like that before. I was so excited to see both of you in this castle. And we see in the first episode a little bit of a truce, as much as a truce could happen in a game like Traitors. What were you guys thinking when you saw each other on this cast?
Well, my stomach dropped, and Sandra comes out of the car with her finger in my face like this, and I'm like, oh God, are we still
Did I do that, Parvati? Oh yes. My God.
I was like, we gotta stop meeting like this, girl. No. Because we needed each other out there. I mean, I didn't really know anybody besides for Sandra, so we had to find a way to work together and not be at odds. And I'm so grateful that Peppermint, you know, took it upon her beautiful self to bring us together, help us shake hands and bury the hatchet and very early on.
Sandra, yeah, do you agree?
So like I said before, I was all smiles. Peppermint was with me in the car. Minute I saw Parvati, just the smile totally went away. And I remember looking at the glass. Parvati, what I did was I touched the glass and I pointed at you like, you know, and I was like, oh no, like, not only now do I have to navigate this game, but now I have to deal with Parvati as well. But thanks to Peppermint that, you know, we chatted about it briefly. I don't even think it was 5 minutes, and I was ready to move on, and we agreed to move on. And when I agree to something, it's, you know, that's it. So I was just hoping that me being honest about moving on was also the same with Parvati. You know, like, you know, people tell you different things, but I was happy that Peppermint put us together. We were able to bury the hatchet, and hey, it's all great now.
Peppermint, you did something people have been wanting to do for years.
other, obviously, coming from Survivor, you guys knew each other and you know a lot about gameplay, and some of these other cast members are iconic in their own right, but maybe not as familiar with playing a game like this. Who were you guys worried about, and who maybe surprised you that kind of caught on to playing a game like this?
Well, I was iffy about anybody. Okay, because at the beginning they say the gamers, which is Big Brother, Survivor, and the challenge. So I felt like we were outnumbered by everyone else, and we were always the gamers, the gamers. It's got to be the gamers, because last season the traders were Suri and Cody. So, you know, they just assumed that automatically it will be a dang, which if you think about it, you know, like, these,
it was for the most part.
Yeah, they were gonna pick from these people who the traitors were gonna be, but the minute I wasn't a traitor, I was like, no, poverty's not, no, you know, like, I want to say, I guess I thought I'd be a traitor over poverty, and then when I wasn't a traitor, I was like, oh, I never suspected, you know, like, I never.
I was like, I don't want to be a traitor. I'm not a very good liar. Please don't make me a traitor.
Really?
Yeah.
So what were you thinking when you got recruited and you saw Phaedra and Dan? Were you like, this is great, this is a fun little combination? Were you like shocked? What were your thoughts when you saw that that's who you were going to be working with?
So I didn't watch Big Brother. I don't know who Dan is. And I only knew of Dan through like conversations that I had with Janelle in the castle once I had arrived. And she was saying that Dan's the best Big Brother player of all time. So, and I see Phaedra, and Phaedra is just the queen of the house, and she's so adored and so funny and such a character. I'm like, this is a dynamic duo, because he's got the strategy mind and she's got the charisma and she's sort of the smokescreen. So I felt like I was a good addition to that, because I'm kind of a wild card and I can sort of navigate through different groups. Really. So I thought that, yeah, we would work together really well.
I know you guys haven't seen it, but episode 3 ends with you trying to place that cup where you're going to poison someone. And I just need any sort of tease about how that goes, because I had the biggest pit in my stomach and I can't imagine doing that.
Oh, I knew as soon as I got that letter, I was like, this mission is for me. That's where I really shine. Give me a mission. I can handle it. And it was a tricky one, because it had to be done in front of everybody. And the cup looked very different from all the other cups. And everybody already had their cup. So I was like, oh gosh, how am I going to get someone to do this? It really, in the end, ended up being a full Hail Mary. So you really will be quite surprised, I think, at who gets poisoned.
And my last question, my last question is, what is something about the castle or Alan Cummings that maybe the viewers don't know?
The castle is very cold and very big.
Alan, I mean, everyone knows everything about Alan. He's a great dancer. He's a great dresser. He has a great cute dog.
Lala.
Yeah. Aww. I don't know what else there is to say about him. Do you, Pepper?
All right. Well, I can't wait to watch more episodes. You guys have been so entertaining already, and I thank you for your service. Tamara and Sheree, I got to start with you guys. Going in, were you looking to team up with a fellow housewife? How were you going to play the Bravo connections? What were you thinking?
I didn't even know any other housewives would be there. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked to see some of my fellow housewives there and excited, because yeah, I would love to team up with the housewives. Housewives strong.
Yeah, Housewives Strongs for sure. None of us knew who was going to be there. So I was super excited to see my fellow housewives, especially Tamara. I was, because it's so crazy. I told you, days before I went, I literally wanted to call Tamara. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing a show. And then she pops the fuck up.
So I know.
Yeah.
That was crazy. When I saw you, I was like, oh my God, because I was hoping that you would be there. You were the
Me
one.
Too.
So
yeah.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
Obviously, Phaedra becomes the, you know, housewives traitor, at least in the beginning. What were your thoughts on Phaedra as a traitor before, without giving too much away, when you think about that, if you were going into it, what kind of traitor do you think Phaedra would be?
Well, working with Phaedra, knowing Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta, I mean, we know she can be a little mischievous. She can be, I mean, she's a good liar sometimes.
I mean, I think that it's in our nature being housewives to be traitors in our core being.
Yeah.
That's what we do for a living.
And she did that.
Yeah, and the girls that were on were the ones that have been on for a long time. So I didn't trust any of them.
Yeah. You didn't even trust me, Tamara?
I didn't trust you, no.
I didn't trust you either.
It's a funny thing. Like, you don't know. Like, you know some people off camera, some people you don't. I didn't know Max when we, I mean, of course, I knew him from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. I've seen him at a Child Help charity event once. But other than that, I didn't know him. So I didn't know his personality. And so you're really looking at everybody's personality and how they change and they do anything different and all that. And when it came to, Sheree, I was like, she seems to be acting a little bit different.
Me?
Yes, maybe. I think we all were. Nobody trusts anybody.
I didn't feel like I changed who I was at all the entire time.
You were quiet.
I'm always quiet.
No, you're not. We've been to dinner. You ain't quiet.
I don't need to be quiet anymore. But, you know, I was there.
You quiet? Who's going to check me, boo? Is quiet?
I don't need to be quiet anymore.
Amazing. Max, what was it like for you coming in? Obviously, Dancing with the Stars is a competition, but it's a little different than maybe people who've played Big Brother or The Challenge. And we know the Housewives are always down. What was your thought process?
I mean, I thought it was a great cast of everyone who, and, you know, and go back to your question of who did you think, you know, Phaedra, I didn't need to know Phaedra before to know that she's here for a reason. And that's because she can be both, you know, and it turned out to be what it was. But I can tell you that Sheree and Tamara would also play incredible traitors. I think I was the only dummy that if I'm not a traitor, you know, I don't know how to act. So I would just like peacock myself out there and probably be the first shot down. And as a matter of fact, that's what happened, you know, so... I had a great time. I had an amazing time getting to know some people. I had amazing time getting to know some people that I wish I didn't and moved on with life, not having to. But, you know, personally, Tamara and Sheree and a few others, I think I would say that I belong to that clique in the beginning a little bit. So, you know, I had a great time. Again, I haven't seen the first even three episodes, you know, that you guys are privy to. So I'm excited to see it just like everybody else on Friday and, you know, and see how I look in it. So, you know.
Is there anything?
Amazing, but Max, we need you to, Sheree, I don't want to shake you, boo, on traitors.
Listen, it's when you say Chmurkowski correctly that when, you know what I mean? But I will, no, Sheree, you're right. But see, that's why you guys eliminated me too soon. You needed to get to know me. I wanted to get to know you. You guys all knew each other. I felt like everybody knew each other from before. You've seen each other from Bravo or your connection or from a you know, personal relationship connection. And I was like, I had no idea, you know, some of those challenge guys. I was like, bro, you think you've been on television for 17 years. I have no clue who you are. And so
for me, it was same. I had no idea who they were.
For me, it was hard to gauge, you know, where you come from as if like I should have known, because that was the reality, is that you're getting to meet people who come from somewhere, but you're actually getting to meet a person. And so I'm here to say that these two right here were great people to meet.
There were some with some pretty big egos.
Ooh, like who?
I thought I had a big ego, but I led with positivity and pink suit. So everybody fell in love right away.
Yeah,
we all fell in love with Max. Max, you were great. And I agree that you were gone too soon. Pardon
me. Are you going to give me a name?
No.
No.
I'm just holding back. What?
I'm in too much trouble on the internet right now, so I'm just gonna.
Well, I was gonna say. I mean, can you give me anything about what's going on with your Orange County co-stars, Tamara?
Well, you know, we're about to film, so I'm gonna leave it at that. So I guess it's just gonna play out, and we're just gonna concentrate on traitors right now because I have a few traitors on Orange County.
That is perfect for me. I think I got to go already, but I have seen the first three episodes. They are amazing and you guys are going to love them. And it's really good. Dan, obviously we see you get picked to be a traitor and you're kind of trying to, you know, keep it cool, be a little quiet. And then by episode three, maybe people are catching on to you. Tell me about that strategy. And do you have to change it a little bit?
Yeah. You know, heading into this game,
you know, you don't get to determine whether you're faithful or a traitor. And I just really wanted to play as a traitor because I just didn't want to sit on the sidelines. You know, I've been sitting for 10 years. I wanted to go and mix it up. So I was definitely very eager and excited to play. But throughout this game, I realized, you know, I'm used to playing chess and this is more like poker. So I got to figure out how to adjust my strategy because at episode 3, it's starting not to work.
You and Phaedra get to recruit a traitor and you obviously go with Parv, which was very exciting. Any thoughts about getting your big brother, a friend Janelle over there in the mix?
Yeah,
how did you guys make that choice?
Yeah, no, that was, it was definitely, how can I, cause you don't know that it doesn't happen, but, I wanted to recruit Parvati early because she had a little bit of heat up on her. And also because like, I want to make a show the fans want to see. And like, when am I ever going to get a chance to work with the Black Widow? And in a weird way, it was exciting and scary because I know how dangerous she is. I felt like she's kind of like the female version of me. Like you trust her, but then also you're bringing her into the den and you can get stabbed in any second. So I wanted to bring her in to see if we could somehow find a way to work together. But it was scary at times for sure.
Janelle, what were your thoughts coming in? What was your plan and who did you see that you were excited to potentially work with and who were you maybe a little intimidated by? Did anyone surprise you?
I was excited to see all the gamers, of course. I love games on strategy. I love games that are thinking. So immediately I was very drawn to Parvati and Dan, of course. And then I saw the Bravo people and MJ was so nice. Like there was really no one in the cast that I could say, oh yeah, I really wouldn't work with you. Like I would work with anyone. That would just be dumb not to, you know, it's a game on keeping yourself alive in that castle. So my strategy though, did you ask that?
Yeah.
was to identify the traitors and work with them as long as I could to potentially either get recruited or if it came down to it, get enough people together to go after them. But I definitely didn't want to get like a real traitor like right away because it just seemed kind of like dumb gameplay. Like why would we get rid of someone like day one or two that was actually a traitor? They're just going to recruit. What if they don't recruit me? They could recruit a really good faithful that I'm working with.
Very smart. MJ, what about you? Obviously, we had some fellow Bravo celebrities. Did you want to maybe go with them? Were you hoping to learn from some of the gamers? What were you thinking when you were going in?
I knew that if I were a traitor, I would not be able to keep a straight face for even like a second. Like I am like one of those nervous laughers. I would just no game face. There would be no way. I would probably, you know, because like even that moment when we take our blindfolds off was so intense. So it's just, I was happy to just experience this very new thing with a lot of people in that room were strangers to me. Even a couple of the Bravo Labs were people that I'd never met before. So it was just like a brand new baby coming into the world.
Janelle, we see a little shield competition with Ekansu. What can you tell me about what happened there?
Classic Janelle. I love it.
Classic Janelle.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm in a competition and I'm going for safety, like there's nothing stopping me, not even a person. So like, you know, there's some contention. Oh, I was there first. You were there first. This and that. I don't know. All I know is that I was working with Peter. He had a hammer. And he was like, do you want a shield? And I was like, yeah, of course. Let's go get it. And we ran over to get it. And Ekansu was already there. And she was like, and I'm like, sorry, I'm getting it. But honestly, I was kind of like over her. I don't know. It was so dumb.
It's a game, obviously. You guys know that, you know, you've been on reality TV before. Are these relationships that you made, were there people on the cast that maybe took it a little too personally? Was everyone able to see it as a game? What kind of personal relationships will we see and how will that go down?
I'm really excited for the finale because I don't know. You know, I've talked to a few people like texting and by Instagram DM, and I'm one of those people that can just like take the game as is. But I think there's going to be a few people where at the finale, you're going to be like, all right, let's get some of this stuff out on the table.
I think there's some people that maybe are going to take things personally, of course. That's just in their nature, and that's perfectly fine if they do, because that's their perspective and, you know, just is what it is.
Yeah. MJ, do you agree?
You know, I think that they're the people that went in that had long-standing relationships definitely went through a lot. There were a lot of tears that were shed because of that disappointment. And, you know, I guess it's what you signed up for, right?
Ooh, that's a good tease. Is there anything you guys can tell me about this castle or Alan Cummings that the viewers might not know? Because that is such a fun part of the show also.
It's a huge castle. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. It's the biggest castle I've ever been in my life.
It was like a maze. No matter how many times you walk through it every day, there's just the rooms that you could never find your way around. There were so many staircases and hallways, and you're like, is this going to be the bar or the breakfast room or is the library? It's like always, it just never got old, and it was stunningly beautiful.
I really enjoyed seeing Alan work because he was very accessible and but such a professional. Like when the cameras were on, he you know, delivered. But also there's a few times throughout the game where he had to take control of it and put some people in their place. And it was it was awesome to see him do that.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much. I'm excited to see more. And it's been so fun to talk to you and your co-stars. And congrats. The show's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow me, Sarah Herron, on Instagram, at Sarah Herron, and let me know who you want to hear from Bachelor Nation and beyond.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.